This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com, and we are live with you on this 4th of July weekend. I'm glad to be here. You know what? I'm glad to be here. In fact, I wouldn't even think of running a replay tonight, although I know that's what lots of big radio people are doing. So leave it to Jim Paris to save Sunday night radio. I know a lot of people running replays, and there's not a lot of live radio anyway on Sunday nights, and the little that is out there. Many folks took the weekend off and are running replays, but I'm here for you. And I have to start by saying that I am not a big fireworks guy. In fact, whenever I do a road trip with my family, I'm honestly fascinated, really just fascinated at how many fireworks stands there are along the highway. And this is year round, and I'll pull off on occasion to buy some gas, and I'll look across the parking lot at these fireworks stands, and they seem to be busy year round. Now, I just don't get into the fireworks thing like it seems like everybody else does. Not only here where I live in Palm Coast, Florida, the fireworks started like 2 months ago. So it's like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, boom, bang, you're hearing the fireworks. And you say to yourself, what is that? And then you remember, oh, yes, the 4th of July is coming. So they can't wait. It's 2 months beforehand. And now here it is tonight. It's July 6th. And you might think, well, the 4th of July is over. And it sounds like there is a small arms battle going on in my neighborhood tonight with all the banging and booming and fireworks going off. But I guess God bless people if they're, you know, having a lot of fun and doing all this. I'm not one to even go out to these fireworks displays. And I'll tell you why. I have one eye. I'm blind in one eye. I was in a childhood accident at the age of five, and I have one good eye left. And I will tell you this, that today going out to a fireworks display means running the gauntlet of people with do-it-yourself fireworks that can't wait. They're about to pee their pants. They're so excited for the big fireworks display to be started. They have to do their own personal fireworks display. When I was living down in Port Orange, Florida, they used to have a really nice family-oriented fireworks display that they did at their city center. And by the way, in the background, if you hear the explosions, I am not in Iraq tonight. I'm in my home in Palm Coast. I just have neighbors that are, I guess, pyromaniacs and can't get away from this stuff. But in any case, I used to go to this nice fireworks display down in Port Orange, where we used to live. And I remember one night in particular having to run the gauntlet of people firing off firecrackers and M80s. And then it was the end for me when people were firing bottle rockets horizontally over the heads of those of us waiting to watch the main fireworks display. I, in fact, called 911 on my cell phone and reported this to the local police, who sort of just sighed on the other end of the phone like, yeah, so people are firing bottle rockets over your head down at the city center. So what else can we help you with? Would you like an order of French fries with that? I got literally no response at all from that. And you know, I just kind of threw my hands up in the air and I said, enough is enough. You know, my wife, she said the other night, hey, let's make sure we go out to the fireworks. And I always used to do it to humor my kids when they were little. In fact, we would go up to Walmart or a place like that and buy one of those little, you know, kind of benign packages of fireworks. I mean, the little stuff, like the sparklers and, you know, the little things. We would buy a package like that and have some fun in the driveway. But, you know, since my kids are all, you know, college age and older, I don't even do that anymore. In fact, I'm not one to even want to even watch at a distance the fireworks. I just don't get what the big deal is. But for those of you that enjoyed the fireworks this weekend, God bless you. And for those of you that just can't get over it and you still are firing off your fireworks. In fact, on Friday night, 4th of July, literally at midnight, they were still going in the street. I'm on my street here with the fireworks. And I came within an inch of calling the police because, I had to be a spoil sport. I put a couple of pillows over my head, and I put up with it for a good hour from 11 until midnight. And then I said, that's it. Enough. All right. We've got a great hour lined up for you tonight. Lots of stuff to go over that's happening in the news. In our second hour, my guest is going to get into the whole issue of, his name is Jan Miller. We're going to get into the whole issue of student loans. Do you have a student loan? There's some ways you can get loan forgiveness. There's some ways that you can get your payment reduced. There are a lot of different opportunities to be able to get that student loan off your back sooner rather than later. And this guy is really fascinating because his background is that he was in the student loan industry. He was the guy doing the loans, doing the lending, and after years of doing that, he's now moved to the other side of the table as an advocate. You do have to pay him if you call up his office to work with him, but it's not very expensive, and the guy knows all the ropes. I mean, you know, questions that we get almost every day. What about income-based repayment? What about student loan forgiveness? Because there is a way to get your loans forgiven if you go to work for a nonprofit for a certain number of years. What about consolidating all of those loans into one big loan? Does that make sense? What about the risk of interest rates going up? Is there a way to lock in the rate on your student loan? And then, of course, for those people who are in default on their student loans, what do you do to bring your student loans out of default so that you're not, you know, in collections and being sued and all of that sort of thing? This is going to be a fascinating second hour of the program tonight, so don't miss that. My wife and I, we had a fun weekend. My new hobby is bicycle riding, and we both have nice bicycles. And so what we did was we camped on Thursday night at the Anastasia State Park in St. Augustine, which is an amazing place right on the ocean. We camped, and we brought our bicycles. So the next morning, which was Friday, 4th of July, we did like a 15-mile bike ride throughout St. Augustine, came back to the campsite, struck our campsite, got everything packed up, went back home. We then on Saturday drove up to Amelia Island, Florida, which is about an hour and 45 minutes from our house. And it's an amazing place known for, of all things, you know, the beautiful pristine beaches, and also the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, which is there. So we parked our car at Fernandina Beach, and we did what was about a 16-mile loop going from Fernandina Beach down to the Ritz-Carlton, where we had a wonderful lunch on Saturday, came back around and came back to our car. So we did that on Saturday. Then today, we got the sailboat out down at the marina, and we went out for a couple of hours on the sailboat. So we had a great weekend. It did not involve fireworks, but it was a fantastic weekend nonetheless. All right, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about this story in the news. Elton John says Jesus would have approved of gay marriage. And also, what in the world happened? One guy bought all of the bitcoins this week at the U.S. Marshals auction, something like $18 million on bitcoin. All of that right after this break. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back, and we are live across America and across the globe via the Internet. Good to have you with us. My name is Jim Paris. We are live, even though it is 4th of July weekend. Tonight is July the 6th. Good to be with you. And in our second hour, we will be bringing on student loan expert Jan Miller to talk about all of the different strategies that you can consider to get rid of your student loans, sooner rather than later. And if you're somebody that owes $50,000, $100,000 or more in student loans, you don't want to miss our second hour. By the way, we want to continue to thank those of you that support us. by going to shop.christianmoney.com. It's a really great program that we have set up through Amazon. And the next time you go to buy something at Amazon, all you have to do is, instead of going to Amazon.com directly, just type in your browser shop.christianmoney.com. And all of the products are the same. All of the prices are the same. But because you navigated to Amazon using that URL, they give us a small percentage based on everything that you buy over there. So a lot of people tell me they make a little sticky note, put it on the corner of their computer monitor to help us out. And we use that as a credit with Amazon to buy microphones, cables, lighting for our studio, cameras, all the little things that we have to do to keep this all going. So that's a way you can support us without having to send us any money or even buy anything directly from us. Just as you normally would buy stuff on Amazon, just remember to type in shop.christianmoney.com, shop.christianmoney.com. Okay, so in fact, today I spent a lot of time writing the article, my big article, my commentary for the next issue of my newsletter, which I understand from my business partner, Bob, that will be going out in about a week. In one of the sections of my commentary, I touched on this. Elton John says Jesus would support same-sex marriage. And I'm looking at this article on CNN. And, of course, Elton John has always been one to have a flair for how he dresses. But it's gotten more and more ridiculous over the years. And he's wearing what looks to be some sort of a pearl necklace with dangling earrings and glasses with a neon blue frame. And he's pictured there with his partner, David Furnish, who he plans to marry next year. And here are a couple of the quotes. Quote, "The new Pope has excited me so much by his humanity," John said. He stripped it down to the bare bones and said it's all basically about love and taking everybody in, inclusiveness, and that has to be encouraged by the Church of England. And then listen to this quote here. Quote, "These are old and stupid things, and the church hierarchy might be up in arms about it, the traditionalists, but times have changed. John said, we live in a different time. If Jesus Christ was alive today, I cannot see him as the Christian person that he was and the great person that he was, saying this could not happen. He was all about love and compassion and forgiveness and trying to bring people together, and that is what the church should be about." Wrong. First of all, think of how ridiculous it is to refer to Jesus as a Christian person. I mean, Christianity is following Jesus. Can we note that the word Christ is the first word in the phrase Christian or Christianity? The idea of referring to Jesus as a Christian, kind of a weird and wacky way to refer to Jesus. I mean, that would basically present this as if Jesus were a follower of himself, which I guess in some convoluted way you could pursue that logic. But here's what's ridiculous about this. What the gay agenda is doing is they're not saying, they're not willing to accept that, look, enough is enough. In most states, I think right now, in more than half the states, you can become married as a gay person, but that's not enough. That's not enough that they can get married. What it is now what they want to do is they want to wrap themselves in religion, in Christianity. And there, in my view, there is no way to coordinate a homosexual lifestyle with a Christian faith system. You just can't do it. And we could, you know, have a big theological argument about this, but let me put it this way to you. I see not one single example in the Bible where it is okay to have sex outside of marriage. I also see not one single example in the Bible of a gay marriage. So you can't have sex outside of marriage, and there's not one example of a gay marriage, a same-sex marriage in the Bible. I don't see any type of a basis for it. And, of course, we could get into specific verses, and then we could argue those points. But we don't even need to go there. I mean, what I just said, for me, really covers it. And it's fine. If people want to be gay, if they want to be homosexuals, live that lifestyle, that's fine. You know, live and let live. If they want to get married, that apparently is now, you know, a fait accompli to try to block gay marriage. It's, if it's not already approved in your state, it's on its way. Probably will be there faster than a Domino's pizza in your state if it's not already there. But that's not enough. Now we have to try to twist Christianity to say that that Jesus would have been for gay marriage. Please. And the reason he would have been is because Jesus was a good Christian. Being that he was Jesus, imagine that he was Jesus Christ, that he himself, because he was a good Christian, because he was Christ, then he would be for gay marriage. Please. You know, some people should stick to their basic skill set, which in this case, he's a darn good musician, and that's about it. You know, I don't know that I would consult with him on political advice, on life advice, or certainly on how to dress. not in the least. Now, we move ahead from the ridiculous to something a little bit more just kind of shocking and interesting. This whole deal about the U.S. Marshals, they seized a bunch of bitcoins, about $18 million worth from the so-called Silk Road, which this is the illegal part of the Internet. And they then were auctioning off these bitcoins. So what's been happening for weeks is Bitcoin has been going down in value, because the thinking was that with all of these bitcoin being dumped onto the market, who is going to, you know, want to buy bitcoin until they saw kind of where this sale came in at? And so the theory was that the price was going to be driven down by this. Probably whoever bought the Bitcoin would buy it at a steep discount to the current market value. And this was sort of a black cloud hanging over Bitcoin. But once again, every time it seems like Bitcoin has thrown a curve and something, you know, negative is supposed to happen, it turns into a positive. And what we have is one single guy who, honestly, I've never heard of this guy. His name is Tim Draper, and he's a venture capitalist. Apparently a very, very wealthy guy. He bought almost 30,000 Bitcoin. One guy bought the whole auction out. We're going to talk more about this and the ramifications for Bitcoin when we come back from this break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors, rejected by the big publishing companies in New York, are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com.
Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. I'm not sure what we're going to be doing our big Google Live hangout on this Wednesday night, which we have been doing these most Wednesday nights where myself and usually my business partner, Bob Yetman, we will get on live on Google and we will discuss something. We will take live questions and it's a pretty neat deal. And we can go an hour, sometimes longer, and really get into the meat of a topic, whether we're talking about digital currency or making money by starting an online business or making money by writing and marketing your own ebook. These are really, really neat. And if you want to see some of the past ones we've done, you can go to YouTube and you can search for my name. In fact, my YouTube channel is James L. Paris 54. Or you can just type in James L. Paris. You'll find it. But in order to get invited to these special deals, you've got to be on the email list. We also have a special gift for you if you join the email list. It's a 48-minute audio overview of my new book on financial prayer. So if you'd like to get in on that, get invited to these special events, run over to ChristianMoney.com. You'll see towards the very top of the page there in the center, you'll see where you can drop your name into our email list, and then you'll be invited to all these special events and be kept up to date on all the cool stuff that's happening. Again, that's over at ChristianMoney.com. Okay, so we get back to the story that I was talking about right before the break. Guy by the name of Tim Draper, he's 55 years old. He's out there in Silicon Valley, San Mateo, California, Harvard MBA, was an early investor in Skype and Hotmail, to name a couple of big names. He is a director of a pretty big venture capital firm out there. He stepped up to the plate and beat out 44 other bidders. And I don't have the list of the other bidders in front of me, but I did read an article earlier this week. There was some pretty big names in that list of other bidders, which sort of makes the argument almost as much as just looking at the single guy here who bought this whole block of bitcoins. 29,656 bitcoins that were seized last year from the illegal online drug market Silk Road. And these were sold by the U.S. Marshals in an auction, a 12-hour auction this past Monday. Draper beat out 44 rivals, and it says they don't tell us how much he paid, but it's estimated that he probably paid somewhere around $18 million for this trove of bitcoins, as it's being called. So once again, a story kind of poised to be negative news for Bitcoin turns around to be a huge positive story for Bitcoin. Not only did the price go off at greater than what the market was trading at for Bitcoin at the time, but we now bring in another big name, another endorsement of Bitcoin. And I mean, I think what you want, and I'll be honest with you, I don't understand every nook and cranny of Bitcoin. You know, I will have people that will confront me when they know that I'm a Bitcoin evangelist, a Bitcoin advocate, and they will ask me a few questions, and maybe they'll hit on a question I don't have the answer for, and they'll immediately say, aha, so you really don't know what this is all about, so it must be a scam. So, you know, I don't have to understand everything about something that I invest a little bit of money in. I mean, I don't have to understand how a computer chip works to invest in a computer chip maker. And that's sort of the unrealistic litmus test that a lot of people put on Bitcoin. Because a lot of us, you know, a lot of us who are not techno geek type people may not understand it. I mean, how was it created? It was anonymously created. We don't know who created it. How exactly does it work? Well, you know, we can give a little bit of an overview of it, but probably not as good as somebody who's a software engineer. But I'm just seeing so many reasons to be excited. And so now the next thing I'm going to talk about here is myself. I guess I could be like Elton John said, where Jesus was a good Christian, a good follower of himself. I can now say, well, I'm now going to be a follower of myself and kind of look at myself here in the news. So forgive me for doing that. But I myself was in the news, and I've got to give myself a little bit of credit. I didn't open the show with this, so I've got my ego a little bit in check, because we waited until about three-quarters of the way through the show before I get to my own story of being in the news. But here we go. I issued a press release on July the 3rd, which was Thursday, and the headline was ChristianMoney.com's Jim Paris thinks $100,000 Bitcoin value likely. Subtitle, longtime Christian financial media personality Jim Paris sees the value of the best-known form of digital currency strengthening significantly in the near term. So I'm just going to read this to you here. You can find this online if you Google my name and the word Bitcoin. This is over at prweb.com. You can also go over there and search my name. But here's the press release. It's not super long, so I will read it to you. The editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com and host of the weekly Jim Paris Live radio show says he is now more convinced than ever that a Bitcoin value of $100,000 is more than just possible, but likely. Quote, I've been following Bitcoin closely now for almost 2 years. The real game changer is going to be when investment funds get involved. We are probably less than 6 months away from seeing a significant inflow of money into Bitcoin from Wall Street, end quote, said Paris from his Palm Coast office on Tuesday morning. Paris says that Bitcoin is one of the most popular topics he covers on his Sunday night radio show, Jim Paris Live, and at his website, ChristianMoney.com. Quote, I have found people in the faith community to be especially interested in Bitcoin and the topic of digital currency in general, which is why we have been continuing to make it an ongoing topic for discussion on my radio show and blog. And it goes on to give a link to the website, also to talk about the fact that we're currently making available a special promotion. Those people that join us as subscribers over at ChristianMoneyPlus.com, we're giving them $20 in Bitcoin. pretty cool. So you get my newsletter year-round. You get access to all of the great stuff over there at ChristianMoneyPlus.com, including tons of stuff on Bitcoin, videos, tutorials, information on how to get started in Bitcoin. But we actually give you some Bitcoin as well with your one-year prepaid subscription over at ChristianMoneyPlus.com. And here's a great example. I'll throw this in. We mentioned this at the end of the press release. $500 in Bitcoin would be worth a little over $70,000 if Bitcoin hits $100,000 in value. And, you know, call me crazy, but when I started buying Bitcoin at $12 in October of 2012, I never imagined that we would be up around $1,200-$1,300 at one point, and now it's trading $650, I think, was what it was trading at earlier today. So, yeah, it's come down some, but still unreal the tear that Bitcoin has been on over the last couple of years. And to know that some people bought Bitcoin for a few pennies. In fact, I know a guy who he wants to be kept totally anonymous, which I've honored that. I have never mentioned his name or even mentioned what part of the country he lives in. Somebody that I have personally interacted with, and he is a Christian guy who believes that digital currency will represent an end times blessing for Christians, that there are a lot of Christians that in his part of the country that are getting involved with Bitcoin. And in fact, he recently, a few months ago, liquidated all of his Bitcoin. No, he kept $100,000 worth of it. I stand corrected. But he liquidated all but $100,000. And he paid off his home mortgage, his cars, all of his debts. And he got in when Bitcoin was trading for just pennies. Very, very cool story. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a former Miami Vice actress turned pastor and her Ponzi scheme right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. Our final segment here in hour number one. Hour number two, my guest is Jan Miller. And Jan is a student loan consultant. And this is really interesting. I did not even know there was such a thing as a student loan consultant. Jan Miller worked on the other side of the table for years making student loans. And now he's working as an advocate for those people who are paying student loan payments. So if you're somebody that wants to know, should I consolidate my five loans into one? How can I get loan forgiveness, which is really neat? You can work for a nonprofit for a number of years and actually get your loans forgiven. Maybe you're somebody that wants to know about locking in the interest rate so that it can't go up, or this new income-based repayment where you can get the payment reduced. Lots of neat stuff. If you're somebody that's struggling with a high student loan payment obligation and you're trying to figure out what your options are, man, it can be confusing. I did some research for the show tonight, and, you know, there's a million different websites, and a lot of it is really hard to understand. If you want to know how this all works, and you'll have a chance, too, to call in and talk to our guest, do not miss our number two. I do that also to upset affiliates that only carry 1 hour of the show, because then what we do is we get all your listeners up in arms wanting them to get with you to pressure you into carrying the second hour. So that's sort of my 4th of July weekend gift to affiliates that only carry the first hour. Okay, this segment, I don't know if I would call this weird news or bizarre news, but I've got kind of a list of stories here I want to quickly go through. I thought this was weird, and I'm not Catholic. I've got a lot of friends that are Catholic, and I occasionally just run across just a weird Catholic story, and I don't know how to process it. So here we go again, falling into that category. A Roman Catholic priest convicted of stabbing and strangling a nun 34 years ago in a hospital chapel will receive a funeral mass. The Reverend Gerald Robinson remained an ordained priest after his conviction, and his services will follow the usual protocol for a priest's funeral. What am I missing here? It says that Robinson, 76, died Friday. He had been serving a prison sentence of 15 years to life in what church historians have characterized as the only documented case of a Catholic priest killing a nun. And he goes on to talk about how he was convicted of this brutal murder, and he will be getting a full funeral mass by the Catholic Church. And here's the reason why. Because after the conviction, he remained an ordained minister. Okay? I'm not going to talk much about this. I just think it's weird. You know, I've read a few stories about this guy today that he appears to have been reformed. Maybe was not even guilty of these charges. There were appeals being filed, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. I just think it's weird that he remained a fully ordained minister in the Catholic Church after killing a nun, after being convicted of killing a nun. I mean, I guess we have to take, you know, that conviction for what it is. I mean, a jury of his peers got together and said, yep, he's guilty of murder, and he continued to stay ordained as a minister. I don't know. I think it's odd. Maybe you don't. Just thought I would mention that tonight. Profitable Sunrise, which was the basis for my book, Exposing the Ponzi Masters. If you want to read a thriller, a real story, how these people came after me, threatened me and my family when I exposed their $100 million Ponzi scheme last year. That book is available, Exposing the Ponzi Masters, over at Amazon.com. Well, sort of the lead character in the book is a lady by the name of Nancy Jo Fraser. And she is a former actress in the TV show Miami Vice. Now, let's not make something out of this that it isn't. She was in one episode. So, but she puts that on her resume that's kind of her claim to fame. So why can't I use that in my headline to keep you through the commercial break? Yes, former Miami Vice actress turned pastor, led thousands into what turned out to be a $100 million worldwide Ponzi scheme. In her civil case, not criminal case, there is not a criminal case against her at this point. We have no criminal charges. She's been convicted of nothing. I say all that to make my lawyers happy so that I'm not sued. The civil case against her for fraud and other charges related to operating an unregistered charity, that trial, which was originally scheduled for September, has now been postponed until February of 2015. And I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna try to be there. I'm gonna try to make time in my schedule to actually be there and watch the trial, because I'm the guy that wrote the book. And again, that's a book you don't want to miss. A page turner, to say the least. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available over at Amazon.com. Did you see this story? You've probably heard of bariatric surgery or lap band surgery, both surgeries attempting to shrink the size of your stomach, which would make you eat less and therefore would cause you to lose weight, a la Al Roker. Well, supposedly now the big thing in the Northeast is what they're calling lap band hypnosis. The idea is that you go to a hypnotist and they hypnotize you and subconsciously plant the notion that you had the lap band surgery, even though you never did. And supposedly people are having this, they're having this done, these hypnosis sessions, and they're leaving these hypnosis sessions and are losing as much weight as the people that have actually had the lap band surgery. Very hard to believe, but if it's true, it's interesting. I'm one, I'll tell you, put me on the list of people that I struggle with my weight. I've struggled with my weight since I was about 35. It's a battle for me every single day. I guess if this is helping some people, I know among Christians that the idea of hypnosis is sort of controversial. You know, some Christians say when you're under, in a hypnotic session, Satan could come in and take over, you know, your subconscious mind. I don't know. I'm sort of in the middle of the road on that. I've never been involved with it. I've never been hypnotized. Curious your thoughts on that. Drop me a note if you have thoughts on that one way or the other. The Winklevoss Bitcoin Trust, it was announced this week, they now have approved their trading symbol for the NASDAQ. It will trade under the symbol COIN, C-O-I-N, which with the symbol now approved, we know that it appears to be maybe just a matter of weeks before the Winklevoss Bitcoin Trust begins to trade. Of course, the Winklevoss twins, you might remember them from the movie Social Network. They were sort of the nemesis of the arch nemesis of Zuckerberg. They sued him in later years trying to claim that they were part of the original idea of starting Facebook. They received a settlement. They're now investors, venture capitalists, and they will apparently be the first ones to put together a significant publicly traded account or trust fund that will buy Bitcoin. And so you'll be able to buy a stock through your IRA account, through your Charles Schwab account, TD Waterhouse, Scottrade, actually buy Bitcoin on the stock exchanges. One other quick story here. This was interesting. If you go to my blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com, well, I did an article this week on a company called Bill Cutters. That's the word Bill and then Cutters with a Z. Of course, no internet company could ever just spell their name the normal way, right? Bill Cutters with a Z. Go over to blog.christianmoney.com and you'll see the whole article. But what these people do is they call up all of your accounts that you have, all of your bills, and they renegotiate a better deal for you on stuff like cable TV, your gym membership. There's like eight or nine different major things, your home phone service, your cell phone service. And how you pay them is you just give them a percentage, about 50% of what they save for you. You pay back to them over the course of a year. After a year, all the savings are yours. Pretty neat deal. It's called Bill Cutters. We'll take a break for news and announcements. After that, my guest, student loan consultant Jan Miller. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.